This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. San Francisco's Tenderloin. It's a district filled with apartments and single-room occupancy hotels, and people without homes. About a quarter of homeless people in the U.S. are veterans, but in San Francisco, that's changing, in large part because of a new downtown residence built just for them. KALW's Marcy Fraser has the story of one woman whose long search for a place to heal eventually led her to 250 Kearney Street.
Jacqueline Cooper's a lot like you.
I'm not any different than anybody else. I'm a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a wife at one point.
However, there are differences. For one, she's a retired United States Marine Corps sergeant. And then there's this.
Mental illness, you know, I always said that mental illness doesn't run in my family. It gallops through it like a herd of horses. I was diagnosed bipolar. Looking back, I realized that it was very early in life that it manifested itself. I just didn't, you know, recognize the symptoms.
She recognized her need for structure, and she joined the military.
Because it's not just a job, it's who you are. It's something you believe in.
Jackie served in the Marines as an electronics repair person and instructor. She worked all over the United States and in Japan.
I was fortunate. The Marine Corps doesn't send women into combat.
Her combat started after she was discharged. She felt a loss of purpose, and mental illness overwhelmed her.
I was in what they call the PICU, which is psychiatric intensive care unit. I had tried to kill myself after being raped when I was living on the street.
4 years homeless.
I was living on the street under a bush.
And even though there are nearly 50,000 homeless veterans in the United States, even though almost every hour another veteran commits suicide, even though Jackie is an impoverished vet with a history of mental illness and PTSD.
I can't blame that on my homelessness. I just need to realize that it's all part and parcel. I like to look at it and say radical acceptance.
Accepting the mental illness and homelessness of so many veterans is not an option for Michael Blecker.
And over the years, there have been some big efforts to take them off the street. Many of them have died on the street.
Michael is the CEO of Swords to Plowshares. It's a not-for-profit organization that provides wraparound services for 2,000 veterans in the Bay Area. He's been working with them for nearly 40 years.
The real drama, as I started this, is the drama in the streets, right? That's where the drama is. How do you meet vets? How do you get their support? How do you get their trust? And you need a lot of help with that, you know, so you need services. You need somebody that knows what's out there in the community.
6 years ago, the resources, the services, and the connections came together.
One of our key goals is eliminate veterans' homelessness.
In 2009, President Barack Obama said he wanted to get all homeless vets housed by the end of 2015, this year.
They can make a huge contribution in terms of rebuilding America, and we've got to make sure that we're putting in place programs for them.
Since then, the federal government has spent over $22 billion on homeless assistance programs. In 2012, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee took up the cause for vets locally.
Should we not honor that with the best effort to find housing, put a roof over, and have them individually have a lock and key for themselves in a great expensive place like San Francisco?
And then the city needed an experienced partner, a provider that actually knows something about vets. And we have this history.
It was the collaborative power Michael Blecker had been waiting for, a chance to work with local and federal funding agencies on a large scale. And when a broken downtown property was offered to the city, Michael knew it could be used to house a lot of homeless vets.
We have a site here. We had the Stanford Hotel, which was notorious for being a real dive and poorly maintained, and they had to close it down.
It was 250 Kearney Street.
The owner rehabbed, and I'm sure his idea and intent was not to rehab it for a future homeless vet program with the city. I'll bet that he was not. That was not it. But anyway, they squeezed 136 units in here.
We have wooden floors. We have the banisters. We have brickwork.
Jackie Cooper moved into the refurbished six-story 1908 classic in November.
So living in this building, which has the most wonderful paint.
I have a bigger bathroom.
I'm a girl, too.
Yeah, I'm a girl. So I got the bigger bathroom, and that tickles me to pieces.
Jackie is 43 years old now. Her new studio apartment is outfitted with amenities that make it feel like home to her.
The dressers and the refrigerator and the microwave, all of the rooms here come with that. Swords to Plowshares made sure that they're donated.
There's also a comfortable, inviting common space.
We've got an area where we can go sit together. You know, there's groups of us that we can go and talk. We don't, you know, even if we don't feel like eating together, we can go sit in there and we talk. If one of us is having a bad day, because we do, you know, we have depression, or one of us will go, okay, I haven't seen you in 2 days. What have you been doing? What's going on?
Through Swords and the VA, she receives counseling and other supportive services on site. It's the fulfillment of what Michael Blecker has always wanted for veterans.
There's been really been an outpouring of support for what this building represents and how folks really want to take care of these veterans, knowing that they weren't taken care of when they really needed it. So let's step in now, and, you know, it's almost never too late, so let's do something. And I think that's a very nice, positive, important thing about healing from war, is to get the support of your fellow country people, you know, and so that's what maybe this represents.
It is just a wall away from the streets, and Jackie knows that she's only six blocks away from the drugs, trouble, and danger that led to hopelessness. But here, she's hopeful.
I still have trouble sleeping, but that's because I have PTSD. I think I actually sleep more hours in a row than I had been before. And what I love is the fact that we have security at the door. I feel safe. I'll get up in the middle of the night and walk downstairs. They know my name. They always check to see how I'm doing. Are you doing okay? You know, are you having trouble sleeping? They recognize that.
Jackie is one of 70 vets now living at 250 Kearney Street. It's expected to be filled by Memorial Day. In San Francisco, I'm Marcy Fraser for Cross Currents.